on his face. He's got a gun in his hand. Anyway, it isn't Webb. It's that thing.
What in the name of heaven is...
Stand back, the two of you. Stand back.
What? You're not Captain Webb.
I am Bool, Emperor of Eban. And I've returned to claim again my ancient kingdom. If you come one step nearer, I shall be compelled to slay you.
You dare not, Bool.
Donna!
Judy!
You seem surprised, Bool. Did you think I would forget?
Lana. Judy, darling, what does this mean? Why do you speak so strangely? And why does this thing call you Lana?
I am Lana, Philip Hayward. I have borrowed for a while the body of your beloved Judy.
What?
My mind, my spirit has entered her body. You see me as Judith Johnston, but now I am Lana. Empress of the Kingdom of Eban.
I have returned to rule Eban.
And I have returned to prevent...
You cannot prevent it, Lana.
Look here. This quarrel is none of my affair. I demand that you release whatever power you have over my fiancée.
I have borrowed her body only for a little while, Philip Hayward. Just as Bool has borrowed the body of the captain of your craft.
Yeah. The body I first borrowed was a weak one. A sick stowaway. The captain's is a sturdy body. Now it is mine.
But you must return it to him, Bool. It is the law. You must return his body unharmed, just as I must return the body of Judith Johnston.
It shall be so. I am about to enter the temple now to regain my Ebonite body.
You cannot open the burial chamber unless I accompany you.
I realize that full well. I enter the temple now. I shall await you, Lana, beside the sepulcher.
Look here, Lana. Oh, whoever you are, this is some horrible nightmare.
Philip Hayward, we must act quickly. I will try to explain. When Bool destroyed Eban 10,000 years ago, we sealed our Ebonite bodies in a vacuum chamber inside this temple. And our spirits left our bodies